day, new idea, new thoughts, new research, new information. I read one book, and it's a very interesting story about Henry Ford. And everybody knows who is Henry Ford. And he had a very interesting idea about his company and how you need to treat your customers and what type of customer service you need to have. So for me, interesting that he said, number one point to be successful, you need to have a very good product. So if you have, for example, good product, let's say you have very good piece of property, if you have a very good house, if you have a very good investment, if you like to cook and you cook, you have a very good bakery and recipe, if you work on a business and you have a car and you have a super quality car. So if you have a product, number one, you need to be the best with quality. Number two, you need to start to look how to give the best support and find solution for your client, because always you have a client who have a problem or have idea or dream or fantasy, and you who have a product, you always have solution to your client. So if, for example, you have a car, you have a client who have a problem, he need to go and drive to work and he don't have any car, and you, it's solution for your client. So you need to have number one product, you have a car, and number two for your client, you need to have the best support. So you need to have the best follow-up, you need to have the best quality, you need to be kind, you need to be nice, you need to have good prices for your product. And number three, it's interesting that he say when you have the best product, you need to start to look how you can simplify your product. Let's say again, you have a car, how you can minimize prices, how you can minimize expenses, how you can minimize stuff like that you can make more happy your client. You don't need to make your product more complicated. You don't need to have extra feature that it's one broken and it's pay a lot of money. If you broken light, it's like it'll cost you extra $1,000. If you have one extra broken business, you need to pay $1,000. Let's say, for example, you have high quality title company and you have the best survey. So when, for example, you buy this property, you already have the best service, you have already the best prices, you have already follow-up with client, you have a good price, you have good neighborhood, and you already give your client package with everything. So you simplify and say, hey, if you want, we can go and just sign contract. If not, really, so you don't need to spend again money for the title company, for insurance, for survey, because you already have the best product, you have already neighborhood, you have already survey, you have already title company, you already have insurance, you have already all the stuff, and you can give a discount to your client. So number one, have a product. Number two, you need to have the best service and solution. And number three, you need to have simplified your product, that don't spend much more and make more expensive and suck it all money from the client. You need to have look what these pieces can work without some part, and it will cost less money and it will make my client much more happier and save his budget. So I think this was very fascinating, this was very interesting. We don't try to suck it maximum profit, we cannot try suck it maximum money and make it so complicated. We try to be maximum simplified. Process, solution, product, follow-up that make our client happy. I think it was very interesting. If yes, please subscribe, make a comment below, click, and speak with you soon. Bye-bye.